Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Private Equity Digital Operating Partner by Bruce Sinclair is a business and investing guide focused on how private equity firms can use digital transformation to create measurable value in portfolio companies. Written from the perspective of an operating partner and digital transformation practitioner, it argues that becoming digital is not limited to technology companies. Traditional businesses can adopt software and data-driven approaches to improve competitiveness, growth, and operating efficiency. The book positions digital transformation as a practical value creation lever that can fit inside private equity constraints, including limited time horizons and the need for clear execution plans. It introduces the concept of a digital operating partner as a dedicated leader who helps translate modern technologies and methods into initiatives that management teams can actually deliver. In doing so, Sinclair connects familiar private equity value creation goals, such as revenue expansion, margin improvement, and multiple expansion. But to concrete digital capabilities like better data, smarter operations, and new tech-enabled business models, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the digital operating partner as a value creation role. A central contribution of the book is defining the digital operating partner role inside a private equity operating model. Sinclair frames the need as both strategic and practical. Many portfolio companies are not born digital, yet they face competitors that use software, data, and platform thinking to move faster, personalize offerings, and scale more efficiently. The digital operating partner is presented as the bridge between investment objectives and technology-enabled execution. Rather than treating digital as a standalone IT modernization effort, the role is oriented toward business outcomes that matter to sponsors and management teams, including growth, resilience, and exit readiness. The book emphasizes that this function must be able to evaluate where digital can matter most, prioritize initiatives with clear value, and guide delivery without overwhelming the organization. In the private equity context, that means focusing on a small number of high-impact moves, aligning stakeholders, and establishing accountable governance. The result is a repeatable capability for sponsors, a way to systematically identify and capture digital upside across a portfolio, rather than relying on ad hoc projects or vendor-driven agendas. Secondly, building a digital investment thesis for a portfolio company. Sinclair positions digital transformation as something that can be underwritten like other value creation levers, with a clear investment thesis tied to competitive advantage and financial outcomes. The book encourages private equity professionals to move beyond generic digitization and instead articulate how a company will become more software-defined and data-driven in ways that affect revenue, cost, risk, or strategic differentiation. This perspective aligns digital initiatives with the deal lifecycle, from diligence through the whole period to exit planning. A digital investment thesis, as presented, helps answer practical questions that sponsors must resolve: what to prioritize first, how to sequence initiatives, what capabilities are missing, and how to measure progress in a way that management and the board can govern. The book also highlights that not every company or initiative will be suitable, which makes selection criteria and prioritization essential. By treating digital transformation as a disciplined value creation plan rather than a technology wish list, the approach aims to reduce execution risk and increase the likelihood that digital work translates into durable enterprise value. Thirdly, asset-light value creation through software, data, and intangible assets. A recurring theme is that leading technology companies create outsized value by building asset-light models powered by software, data, and repeatable digital capabilities. Sinclair argues that traditional companies can borrow elements of these playbooks to improve their economics and valuation narrative. Instead of relying only on physical expansion or labor-intensive growth, a portfolio company can increase the role of intangible assets such as proprietary data, software-enabled workflows, and digital products or services. In private equity terms, this can support multiple expansion as well as fundamental performance improvements, especially when a company can demonstrate scalable growth and defensible differentiation. Products and services can be redesigned so that data becomes a core input and software becomes a core mechanism for delivery and continuous improvement for operating teams. The implication is to search for places where digitization creates compounding benefits: better decisions, faster cycles, more consistent execution, and new monetization paths. The value creation logic is that intangible, data-driven capabilities can increase both current performance and perceived future optionality at exit. Fourthly, choosing and sequencing digital transformation initiatives. The book underscores that execution choices matter as much as ambition, particularly because private equity value creation must fit within finite time and management bandwidth. Sinclair emphasizes the importance of selecting the right portfolio companies for digital transformation efforts and then narrowing to the initiatives most likely to produce results. This involves identifying areas where digital can improve products, operations, or business models in ways that are material and feasible. The approach is framed as a playbook: evaluate opportunities, prioritize by impact and practicality, and sequence work so that early wins build momentum and capability. For example, strengthening data foundations and decision-making can enable later innovations, while operational improvements can free resources for growth initiatives. The book also implies a governance mindset: sponsors and operating partners need transparency into goals, milestones, and ownership so that digital work is not lost in vague transformation language. In this way, digital transformation is treated similarly to other operating plans, with clear scope and accountability. The overall message is to avoid scattered projects and instead create a coherent roadmap tied to value drivers that investors and executives can track. Lastly, smart technologies as enablers of operational and business model change. Sinclair connects modern digital transformation to smart technologies that have matured enough to be used beyond pure technology sectors. The book points to tools and concepts commonly associated with advanced digital operations, including artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, and digital twins, as ways to make products and processes more data-rich and adaptive. The emphasis is not on technology for its own sake, but on what these capabilities can enable: improved visibility into operations, better prediction and optimization, and the ability to create or enhance services that depend on continuous data. In a private equity context, the key question is whether these technologies can be applied in a focused manner to drive improvements within a typical holding period. The book frames smart technology as part of a broader transformation toward software-defined, data-driven businesses, where insights and automation can improve efficiency and customer outcomes. It also reinforces that success requires integration into operating rhythms and decision processes, not isolated pilots. For sponsors and management teams, the practical takeaway is to treat smart tech as a targeted value creation toolkit, deployed where it supports strategic differentiation, operational performance, or scalable growth. In conclusion, this book is best suited to private equity professionals who influence portfolio strategy and execution, including operating partners, value creation leaders, deal team members, and executives within portfolio companies who must turn digital ambition into results. Readers benefit most if they want a pragmatic way to connect digital transformation to the language of enterprise value, including growth, efficiency, and exit positioning. The practical payoff is a clearer understanding of how to frame a digital investment thesis, how to prioritize initiatives that fit real organizational constraints, and how to structure leadership and governance through the digital operating partner concept. Intellectually, it helps demystify digital transformation by translating it from a technology conversation into an operating and investment discipline. Compared with many digital transformation books that are written for broad corporate audiences, this one stands out for its private equity lens and its focus on the holding period reality of execution, prioritization, and measurable outcomes. It also distinguishes itself by emphasizing the adoption of asset-light, software, and data-driven approaches associated with successful tech businesses. But applied to traditional companies, for readers trying to differentiate value creation in a competitive private equity market, the book offers a specialized, portfolio-oriented playbook rather than generic digital advice. If you would like to support Bruce Sinclair, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.